Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic, control and coordination in living organisms. You know, our bodies are like complex machines, and they need a system to control and coordinate all the functions, like movement, growth, and responses to stimuli. So, let's start with the basics. Our senses, like taste, smell, touch, and sight, are detected by special receptors. For example, gustatory receptors will detect taste. Now, here's the interesting part. Have you ever wondered how our brain processes all this information? It's all about the connections between neurons, and the gap between two neurons is called a synapse. You might be wondering, what controls our involuntary actions, like blood pressure and vomiting? Well, it's the medulla in the hindbrain that takes care of these functions. Now, let's think about plants for a moment. A potted plant kept in a room will tend to bend towards the direction of light, and this movement is called phototropism. This is really important. In plants, there are hormones that control growth, and one of these hormones is a growth inhibitor, called abscisic acid. Now, let's talk about humans. The endocrine organ present in human females but not in human males is the ovary. And, if there's a deficiency of growth hormone in a child, they can become a dwarf. People living in coastal areas suffer less from goiter, and that's because they eat seafood, which is rich in iodine. Now, let's think about movement. The upward or downward movement of shoots and roots is influenced by gravity, and this movement is called gyotropism. The direction of impulse in a typical neuron is from dendron to axon, and sensory nerves carry messages to the brain. A connection between nerves that detect heat or light and nerves that move muscles is called a reflex action. Input and output nerves meet at the central nervous system, or CNS. Our brain is protected by a bony box, and it's filled with a fluid that acts like a shock absorber. Growth-related movements are known as tropic movements, and they're directional, meaning they move towards or away from a stimulus. Now, let's summarize the key points. We've learned about the different types of receptors, the connections between neurons, and how our brain processes information. We've also explored how plants respond to stimuli, and how hormones control growth in plants and humans. Does this make sense so far? Let's take a moment to think about all the complex functions that our bodies perform, and how they're all controlled and coordinated. It's really amazing, isn't it? Okay, so that's all for today. I hope you've enjoyed this journey into the world of control and coordination. Remember, the key to understanding this topic is to take it one step at a time, and to practice. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.